Who's your announcer? It's Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, each morning here on the Wake Up Zone at 6:55 or thereabouts. Joe, what's happening this morning?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good, well. And
Joe, I guess Mike Slive earned his keep. First, he gets a deal done with CBS, and now this monster deal with ESPN, which, of course, negates the need for an SEC network, which means that the conference doesn't have to underwrite an entity that might be gushing red ink for the first few years. And, you know, schools like Vanderbilt have to like it because, again, you guys get on television now a lot more than you would in a normal season.
It's an amazing agreement. 15 years, we haven't seen anything like this. And you start breaking down all the elements of it now where ESPN will have a Saturday night football game, two Thursday night football games on their ESPN entities. And apparently they will carry on either ESPN or ESPN on ABC or one of those all the SEC championship games except for football. So they've basically gotten the entire package. They add a couple of, I think it'll be three nights a week now SEC basketball will be on. So it's, you know, exposure-wise, it's going to be off the charts. And you mentioned not having to underwrite something that I agree with you was probably going to lose a lot of money. I was never in favor of an SEC TV network attempt. I was hoping that they would find a
and
way.
And you know how cable works. Yeah. It's so hard now. It is so crowded. I know with Comcast, and I'm not condemning Comcast, right, but I'm just saying that it would have been very hard for them and probably not cost-effective to try to prop up an SEC network that would have been arm twisting, and they learned from the mistakes of the Big Ten, who's absolutely taken a bath with this Big Ten network.
Yep, absolutely. So I think this worked out tremendously for everybody. You'll notice there's no, I haven't seen any financial numbers released, but from what I hear, I've talked to a couple of people. It's a staggering figure. You know, it's a lot of zeros.
It's $2 billion.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Joe, what do you think this means for the Raycom folks? We're talking about that.
That's a really good question. You know, you would have to think they might be in jeopardy, you know, because I don't know how many – I don't know how the breakdown works now on the choices, for example, on a football Saturday, you know, who gets first choice and then who gets second, third, and fourth, but – it almost sounds like ESPN basically now has three choices on a Saturday, and there may just not be anything left.
No, I think this is going to be it, if this thing reads right.
And then, yeah, with all the SEC championship materials, semifinals of the SEC men's basketball tournament now, you know, as you'll recall, those had sort of been shared in the past, so that may not necessarily go away. But, yeah, I would think the Raycom deal is in serious jeopardy.
Joe, I caught the very beginning of the coach's show last night, and you guys sound like you're having a good time out at the Commodore Sports Grill. But, of course, the first question for Bobby Johnson is about the quarterback situation, and I thought his answer was pretty funny. Our starter is going to be...
and we expect him to do real well. Yeah,
yeah, right.
he knew that was coming, and you know, I went out, to practice. They practiced last night after the call-in show. So they were out on the turf back at the practice facility at 8 o'clock, and I went out to sort of watch and see who was you know, maybe getting what reps. There was no tipping of anybody's hand. It was just the way it has been. I will say the intensity level was up. The tempo was up. I mean, you could tell game week is here. But I don't know that they may have one more practice today before making a decision before they go to Miami, who it's going to be.
I'll give you a hint. It's the same last name as a former president.
Well, I think that's what most people think. But I will say this. I think they were very serious about putting the offense through the Miami defensive scheme and making those guys go up there and make their reads and see if they had, you know, see who has maybe a better handle on things. I think it kind of went down. It will go down to that.
No. Mike Lincoln is not a quarterback at Vanderbilt, Kevin.
What about Alex Washington?
Steve Jackson, yes.
All right. On that, I think we're going
to
go.
Kevin, we need to mention the football preview show that
That's right. We recorded that yesterday, and we'll air tonight or tomorrow night here on The Zone.
I believe it airs tonight. If I'm and Paul can probably check this during the break and maybe correct it. I think it airs at, is it 10 o'clock tonight and 9 o'clock tomorrow night?
Okay.
Or 9 o'clock tonight and 10 o'clock tomorrow night. I believe it's 10 o'clock tonight though. So
appointment listening.
Yes.
Plausibly live.
Exactly. As live. Yeah.
It only took one take.
That's right. It was very, very well done. Coach Johnson joined us, and so hopefully folks will tune in and enjoy.
Sounds good. Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.